Sure. Let me think about while I go on the tour, and I'll come see you.
What kind of tour is this? I'm just taking your voice level now.
You want to go and tell? You want to be your music room?
No, we can do it right here. This is a very short. This is a condenser mic. It doesn't pick up much beyond 18 feet or so, 18 inches. But Admiral Russell, I've watched you and your work around the university. Knows you have great admiration for the kind of things that BLU does. And one of our senior executives, Milton Nesvik, is retiring, has served in the military, a Navy chaplaincy, and both reserve and 4 or 5 years active. I guess my question is, what do you say to a person like that, or about a person that serves with that kind of willingness?
Well, I think it's wonderful. This country of ours is built on the will of the citizens. And to me, our form of government requires a loyalty that makes every man feel as if he should serve if the need is there. I think one of the most democratic institutions we have is actually the draft, because it its obligation and perspective, and requires every man to be available to serve his country. It's rather interesting that I believe only 2 of the 15 NATO nations don't have a draft, and we're one of those 2 presently. My own personal experience has been with NATO on the southern flank, and Italy, Greece, and Turkey, where there is an obligation to serve. And I would take Turkey as a particular example. Every young man serves his country in the military for 24 months. Mm-hmm. And it is a foregone conclusion that he will devote that much to his country. They make wonderful soldiers. Their families are so proud when they are serving. And they have rather strange custom. A Turkish soldier will not accept a medal. And he won't give a medal. He's in the uniform of his country. He's doing his duty to his society. And as far as getting decorated for it, he thinks that's just a bunch of malarkey.
Yeah.
It's an interesting
concept. Yeah, it is an interesting concept. You've had experience with chaplains in the Navy. In fact, I've seen you together with Chaplain Nesvik at various formal services. The role of the chaplain in the Navy, would you make a comment about that, if you might?
Yes. Chaplain is very important regarding the spiritual welfare of the people who are in service. And when they're actually out with the troops, they have plenty of opportunity to become heroes in their own right. I remember particularly when Franklin, the USS Franklin, a carrier in World War II, was hit the second time I was aboard her. I was riding with the staff. She was our flagship. I think the chaplain actually did so well in taking care of the casualties performing last rites and so forth, that he got one of the highest awards in the Navy.
Do you know Chaplain Nesvik yourself?
Yes, indeed. Yes, mm-hmm. He's been, I believe he's a district chaplain here at one time.
And I believe he's an asset to the university?
Oh, indeed, yes.
Yeah.
He's a wonderful fellow.
Yeah.
Yes, no, I think that's great.
Good. Thank you very much, Admiral.
You're very welcome.
As I put this down, and it's about the right length there, but just in case it isn't the right length, I'm going to ask you to count to 10. Then I'm going to watch the needle. So you go ahead and count now. 1, count to 10.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I don't know. We'll have to see. We may have to go on a